Now, this being Friday, we offer you a summary of the week's business news, for which I'm joined by Ian Willoughby.
As expected, the Czech Lower House approved a draft budget for 2010 on Friday. MPs had already backed a package of measures designed to keep the budget deficit down next year. It's been set at 163 billion crowns, but would have been considerably higher except for those cuts. A deficit for this year of 38.1 billion crowns was also given the green light on Friday. However, because of the economic downturn, it's actually expected to reach 165 billion, and even that figure is artificially low, says Finance Minister Eduard Janota, because it doesn't take into account another 40 billion crowns from the Czech Republic's reserves that has been drawn on during 2009.
Economic recovery in the Czech Republic had turned out to be W-shaped, the vice governor of the Czech National Bank warned this week. Speaking at a conference, Miroslav Singer said that what the Czech economy was currently going through resembled a journey along a bumpy floor rather than a fall, adding that things would likely remain like that for some time. Mr. Singer also warned that Czechs had the worst in front of them, predicting a testing period in which it will become apparent which firms will survive. The Czech National Bank expects unemployment to peak at 11.6% in 2011.
The total amount lent in new mortgages in the Czech Republic fell by 38.4% year-on-year in the first three quarters of 2009. Lidové noviny reported this week, quoting figures from Fincentrum Hypo Index. One analyst told the newspaper that clients were deterred by rising unemployment and fears for their future, while banks had made conditions stricter. People are also waiting to see if property prices go even lower, another analyst said.
However, flat prices may well have already fallen as far as they're going to fall. According to official government figures, after a drop in the first half of the year, real estate agents' asking prices grew by 0.5% between the start of July and the end of September. Outside the capital, there was a rise of 2.1%, though that was offset by a drop of 1.4% in Prague in the third quarter. In any case, maybe the time to buy was a few years ago. Flats in Prague now cost on average 43.2% more than they did in 2005. In the rest of the country, they are 69.7% more expensive.
Finally, Hospodářské noviny this week devoted a special supplement to women in Czech business. The Business Daily said the top 100 Czech firms have 406 people in senior management, of whom only 27 are women. That puts the Czech Republic some way below the European average of 10% in this respect. Hospodářské noviny also produced a table of the most important women in Czech business, with Vodafone's Canadian boss Muriel Anton in first place.